A reading from Acts chapter 15. And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. After this, I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Martin Debailius, a 20th century German theologian, said regarding verse 21 of our text, the last verse, although the content is quite clear, the message and context make this one of the most difficult verses in the New Testament. So we only have about 4 minutes. And it starts with silence. A silence that makes important what was said before. And Peter was talking, although he's called Simeon, and he sounds a lot like Paul, which is not a bad thing. And he also, for the first time, Luke has avoided the word gospel in a noun form. He has chosen verb form. All of Luke and the first part of Acts, for the first time we have, out of Peter's mouth, the word gospel in a noun form, where you're not connecting it to someone who brings the good news, but it's the good news by itself, and someone can't mess it up. Peter also, thankfully, since the issue was, should we require circumcision for the Gentiles, talks about a cleansing of the heart. And although this picture was already in the Old Testament, we have it through Jesus Christ. And then we have, after the silence, not Paul and Barnabas the way we usually hear them, but Barnabas and Paul. And the translation is that they related what signs and wonders God had done, but really it's exegesis. detail. I wish we had some of that. But this is not a history lesson. If we come as those German theologians of the 19th, 20th century and are critics and masters of the text, we no longer worship. And so it's not about Paul. Although in his last talk he did mention about how Jesus frees us from what the law of Moses couldn't. At the end of 13. And now Moses has a different job than having the law of Moses. Moses is proclaimed. Imagine that. How could Moses be proclaimed when it's his law? But James, in his recollection of the prophets, Amos 9, either had a very unusual translation or added these words from verse 18, "The Lord who makes these things known from of old." It seems that the Apostolic Council was debating not just circumcision, but the whole scriptures. And they found a thread going through there. A wonderful thread. A beautiful thread. We call it the gospel. Starting in Genesis 3 and moving on. And so we have not Paul emphasized, but the gospel emphasized. And some people don't know what to do with these four prohibitions. But again, let's not look at it as a historical thing, but literally, these point to Leviticus chapter 17 and 18, which is in the center book of the Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible. And if you understand these four prohibitions as Jesus fulfilling what we couldn't do, that he went to the cross in four different ways, not one way and then another, but it's such an amazing thing that you just can't tell it in one way. It's not a history anymore. It's our salvation. It's our life. It's our center. As these early Christians made it the center of their Pentateuch. For although Moses is proclaimed, is preached, he's talking about Jesus and what he did for us. Amen.